Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, what a day! Everybody enjoying their Monday afternoon? It's almost like you forgot the Jets exist and the Giants exist. Because late last night, or maybe relatively early last night, depending on your perspective, at about 10 p.m., we all got the news that Juan Soto was leaving the New York Yankees and signing a massive 15-year contract to join the New York Mets.
Can't even believe it!
I can't believe it either, John. I feel the exact same way. We've talked to you throughout the day. We've all given our opinions. But let's hear from the great Joe Beningo. And his Football Monday call-in, with a little bit of football, but mostly something else, is brought to you by Empire City Casino. Winners play here by Approved Oil. Lock in your low oil rate at freezetherate.com and by HL Gross Jewelers of Garden City. Bro, how you doing?
Well, I tell you, the latest disastrous jet loss, which they are, you know, I mean, before we get to Soto, I have never seen this as bad as they are. I cannot remember any jet season where they have lost as many brutal games as they have this year, but be that as it may. Didn't know about it last night. Woke up this morning, put on Sports Night on SNY and got the news. Tremendous. I thought he was going to sign with the Yankees. I thought he was going to stay with the Yankees. I didn't think Hal Steinbrenner could allow it to happen. But God bless Uncle Stevie, and he got it done. And, tremendous. What else can you say? You got to be thrilled if you're a Met fan. Thrilled.
15 years, $765 yep. million. Do you now believe that David Stearns isn't a small market general manager and is willing to spend?
I wasn't happy about signing Frankie Montas, I'll say that.
I understand.
Signing Frankie Montas is, again, Stearns trying to show you how smart he is, but whatever. But look, I don't know what Stearns thought about this. This is on Uncle Stevie. He went out there and he made the play that he absolutely had to make, you know. And I'll tell you right now, and I've heard a lot of Yankee fans say a lot of different things. You know, I don't know if Uncle Stevie, obviously it's all about the money, but also Juan Soto has a chance to be something he could never be as a member of the New York Yankees, and that is the greatest Met of all time.
I don't think there's any doubt, and I don't know what that means to him, but I will say this, from a position player standpoint, because put Seaver on a different mountain,
right,
he's one of the great pitchers of all time.
Of course.
From a position player standpoint, Beltran,
Piazza, Darryl, David. Now, Juan's got to do it for us.
Right.
But Juan Soto is better than all of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. There's no question about it. But he's 26 years old. He's already won a championship. Right now, to me, he's the third best player in baseball behind Ohtani and Judge.
That's fair.
I would say that.
That's fair, yeah.
Right? I would put him as number three. He's a tremendous player. The on-base percentage. I mean, you put him in that lineup, I'm pumped. Now, I want Pete back. They got to get Pete back now.
Yes.
There's no reason not to sign Pete. I don't know what the market's going to be for him, but if we're going to win championships with Soto, I want Pete to be part of it. I can tell you that right now.
Joe,
but I am thrilled. I mean, because I didn't think it was going to happen, and I can't say enough about Uncle Stevie.
Now, Joe, you mentioned the championships. How soon until you get antsy for it? Because Evan and I briefly talked, at least I said this, the Dodgers are still in your way, which sucks, but whatever.
You know what?
Well, how soon till you start getting the answer?
Now. I mean, now. I mean, why not? I mean, let's go. Bring the, you know, I mean, look, we got more moves to make. They got to fix the pitching staff. I mean, right now, I mean, we lost Severino to Oakland, and they weren't going to give him that kind of money that he got there, Sacramento, wherever they're playing, who knows. But, you know, they got to bring Manaea back. I like the Clay Holmes signing. I like Clay Holmes as a setup man to Diaz, not as a starting pitcher. Now, I don't know. You know, maybe they could make him into Seth Lugo. I don't know about that. But they got to straighten out the pitching. There's no question about that. I want Pete back. You know, and let's see. Let's see where we go from there. But having Soto in the lineup, I mean, you can't say enough. Guys, tremendous.
Where would you put, because I remember the excitement I certainly had when they signed Beltran and Pedro during that offseason.
Right.
Obviously the shocking trade of Piazza and then holding on to him. Where would you put the magnitude of this move in this moment with Keith Hernandez, obviously, the trade for him before my time, but I certainly know, we all know the impact it had and how you felt, Gary Carter.
Yep.
When you think about all those moves in this moment, obviously we got to see the results. Where do you kind of put this Soto move in terms of anticipation?
Well, I mean, look, it's similar in you know, you look now, not with Hernandez, because Hernandez came to a mess of a baseball team. And as we all know, he was calling them the Stems. And, you know, his father basically convinced him to sign with the Mets. He said, look, they got a big-time farm system. You probably want to stay here. But, you know, they were already a good team when they got Carter, you know, and that kind of, you know, he kind of was, the final piece in the puzzle with all of it. But, look, this guy's the best. He will probably turn out to be the best position player they've ever had. And I don't think there's any question about it. Now, they got to win. You know, Hernandez won. Carter won, you know. And Piazza didn't win, but he did get to a World Series.
Yeah.
They got to win. I mean, there's no other way to say. Got to get me at least one, you know.
That's all we're asking.
All right, so, Joe, I think everybody understands the impact that signing Juan Soto does. We do not understand the impact that Juan Soto has as a member of the Mets because he hasn't played yet.
Right, that's
but
correct.
As the, I don't know, uber fan of Jets and Mets, and particularly right now the Mets, how should the Met fan be treating the Yankee fan?
I have no animosity toward the Yankees at all, to be very honest with you. I mean, look, I mean, finally, we have a chance now. Look, the Yankees have owned this town for a long time. You know, outside of the 80s, you know, the Mets owned the 80s, I'll say that. Since then, this has been certainly Yankee country. You know, ever since Joe Torre came along and the Yankees started, you know, having dynasties again in the late 90s. It's been a Yankee town. There's been no question about that. The Mets, at least at this point now, put themselves, in my mind, I'm not going to say they're beyond the Yankees at this point because we got to go out and win and all that, but we, I think, at least have put ourselves on equal footing with the Yankees at this point in time. That's how I feel.
Yeah. I think they've now entered we're a big market team, and when we identify a free agent we want, we're going to go get them,
Right. Finally.
I keep thinking about, and this is what I thought about last night when I got the news. It's been 20-plus years. I'm still pissed off about A-Rod. I'm still annoyed that you had this generational talent who wanted to be here.
Right.
And the ownership at the time gave up the whole 24-1 crap. And this is the A-Rod
the
of our generation.
Remember he wanted billboards. Yes. Remember he wanted his own suite. God forbid we give him that.
And guess what? The Mets gave Juan Soto his own suite, by the way. It's in the contract.
Right.
Good for him.
Much.
I feel like this has righted the wrong almost of all the mistakes that the Wilpons have made when they had a chance to get A-Rod or Vlad Guerrero or Bryce Harper. And too much money.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, man. It's a new day. You know, it's a new day if you're a fan of the New York Mets. You know, I'm so pumped. I'm going to tell you this. I am so pumped about Soto. You know me. I am. I got a ton of Jet jerseys. I never get a Jet jersey until a guy does something for my team. I don't buy Met jerseys, but I buy the Met jersey T-shirts. I got a lot of them, okay? I will probably get the Juan Soto Met jersey T-shirt before he even plays a game.
Wow! Met jersey T-shirt? Why not just go for the full Met jersey?
No, he's not a jersey guy.
I'm not a baseball jersey guy.
But this is Soto.
No, I understand.
This is 15 years, man.
No. Look, I mean, there'd be other guys. I'd have to get my guys that won for me before. You know, I'd have to get Seaver, I'd have to get Keith, I'd have to get Darryl, I'd have to get Doc. Soto hasn't won for me yet. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but I'm still surprised you would even get the shirt, because usually we've always talked about
this. Right, I wait.
You wait. What is
That's how confident I am.
You're confident that he's going to be great, or is it you know what it is,
no
Joe?
Question.
I don't think you're admitting this, because you know it's going to, the Yankee fan's going to see it. It gets to him a little bit. You got to enjoy that a little bit.
I really not thinking at all about what the Yankee fan is thinking at this point in time.
Right. So you're not trying to troll the Yankee fan.
No.
Because there's so many. Tommy Lugauer is trying to troll the Yankee fan.
You know what? Look, I mean, I'm not trying. Look, the Yankees are what they are. They've won 27 championships. They went to the World Series last year. I respect the greatness of the franchise. I mean, it's the greatest franchise in the history of professional sports. I mean, you know, you have to admit that. You know, I'm just happy we got him. If you're a Yankee fan, I'd be deliriously ticked off at Hal Steinbrenner. How did you allow this to happen? I mean, I could only imagine George is rolling over.
So I want to ask your opinion about that, because I think this is more complicated than I thought it would be, because I thought I was going to agree with you. Hal, you can't lose him. So Hal bids higher than I think a lot of us thought. He gets to 760.
760, right, 16 years.
If you know Steve Cohen is not going to be denied, like this will go to $900 million if you go that far.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles, because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Don't you think Hal Steinbrenner kind of knew that when he said, all right, we're out? Like, how far can we go with this? Or should he just have kept going until it got to $1 billion? Because I kind of have the feeling that Steve Cohen was going to continue to go until he got the player.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? You know, you would have loved to have seen if this was actually George going up against Cohen.
Right.
That would have been interesting, because I don't know if George would have allowed it to happen. But I've heard now, I don't know how true this is, but I have heard rumors. And what do I know? I'm not in a locker room. I don't know anything. But that Soto kind of kept his distance a little bit with the Yankees. Hmm. You know what I mean? And the other thing, too, you know, not that he wasn't a good teammate and all, but, you know, maybe he wasn't completely buying into the whole Yankee deal. And let's be honest with this, too. I mean, immediately he's the best Met. I mean, there's no doubt. He was not the best Yankee with Judge there.
Yeah, it really all depends on what you want, because you're right. And I also think the bar here is just a little bit lower. You said something earlier I completely agree with. Just win me one championship.
That's it.
If you win a World Series,
give me one.
You win a championship, there's a chance there's going to be a statue built for you in 30 years.
Yeah. Right next to Seaver.
Right next to Seaver.
Yeah,
and I think with the Yankees, and it's a testament to their history, you'll never be the greatest Yankee ever.
Never.
It's impossible.
You'll be lucky if you're number 10.
Right. So if that's the kind of thing that matters to you, and maybe it does.
But doesn't that seem like a loser mentality?
What's
right?
that?
I'm never going to be good enough. I'm never going to be Mickey Mantle. I'm never going to be
Babe
Ruth.
But you know what, though,
Tiki,
he's never going to be.
I'm never going to try. I don't even want to try.
Well, he could try, but you're never going to. I mean, look, as great as Derek Jeter was, he won 5 championships. He's not, you know, he's not Babe. He's not Lou.
Yeah, but
he's
he also wasn't one of the great. He also wasn't a great player. I mean, he was a great leader and a captain for this team, but he wasn't like Juan Soto level. You know what I mean? He wasn't MVPs.
No, he wasn't Juan Soto level. I'll agree with you. But, I mean, as a Yankee, he's an all-time great Yankee.
Of course
he's probably going to get a monument. He's probably getting a monument.
Of course he deserves it. I mean, he was one of the most iconic players in the history of New York sports. Forget just the Yankees. And mostly because he won. And he did it in a very respectful way.
Yeah.
Right. It's I want my kid to be like when he grows up and he's a Yankee.
He never
be
got
like
in any trouble.
Jeter.
I mean, God, with all the with all the stuff he did as a single guy. God knows you heard all the rumors about, you know, these girls he'd bring up and he'd give me your
allegedly.
Cell phone.
Allegedly,
then,
Joe.
Right,
allegedly.
Right, allegedly. And then he'd give him, you know, parting gifts on the way out. You know,
he knew what he was doing.
He sure did.
All right,
sure
so... did. Juan Soto is a New York Met, which is still very weird to understand and comprehend.
Yep.
Now, your focus is Pete, right? They got to bring Pete Alonso
gotta
back?
Be Pete. Absolutely. Look, I want Minaya, too. I mean, you got to bring Minaya back. I mean, I don't see why you don't. I mean, you know, you may have to overspend to him, but he got to. No, Pete has to come back. He's a Met. When we win a championship, okay, when Soto leads us to that next world championship, Ev, and you and I are actually at the parade for a team that we actually root for.
Right.
What a concept that would be.
Yeah.
I want Pete Alonso to be part of it. I'll tell you that.
I completely agree.
Okay, so what's the confidence level that that's happening?
I'm pretty confident about it. You know why I'm confident about it, Tiki? Because I think that the market for him is not what it was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, he didn't have the greatest year. Obviously, the postseason, you know, the biggest hit of the year was the home run in Milwaukee. I mean, let's be honest about it. We looked like we were going to go on our way out, and he saved us, so we'll always remember that. But I think you're going to get him at a better deal than maybe we thought. And I think, to me, that's Minaya. Probably Pete first and then Minaya. Those are the top priorities to me right now.
Yeah, I think that also he's just the best option.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah,
the Mets need a bat to protect Juan Soto. We already know the first three guys in the lineup, it's going to be Lindor, Soto, and Vientos.
Right.
So having who else is going to play first base? I mean, Brett Beatty can't be the third baseman with moving Vientos to first.
No.
Christian Walker's a nice player, but no thanks.
Yeah, he's 34.
Pete Alonso is the best option in free agency, and I don't think it's that close.
Yeah, and I love Darryl. You know, he's my all-time favorite Met. You know, but 252 career home runs is the Met record. You know, it's time for that record to go. I mean, you know, I want to see Pete hit 450 or whatever as a Met. You know what I mean?
No, you're right about that. As far as the Jets are concerned, the play I keep thinking about, and we have not talked about the Jets today, but let's bring it up, is Devontae Adams going out of bounds.
Yeah.
I can't, because if he stays in bounds,
they got no timeout.
There's no timeout. The game's over.
Yeah.
How does a veteran player let that happen?
Yeah. It's just all part of what this season has been. I mean, I don't know how else to say. With that said, I want Devontae Adams back. I mean, you can say whatever you want. I understand that play. But I look at him and Garrett Wilson, and maybe outside of the two guys the Rams have, you tell me who's got a better 1-2 punch at wide receiver.
No, it's rare. No, you're right.
There ain't many. So I want, and I'll say this too, and that was a terrible play.
I'll give it Minnesota, Joe. Minnesota.
Okay.
Definitely.
Right.
With Jefferson and Addison. Those two are great. But whatever it is, it's top three or four in the league.
Right.
There's no doubt.
No, up there. And look, that was a killer play. The kickoff was a killer play. And obviously, once the game got to overtime and they won the toss, I knew we would never see in the football. I knew it. Because the defense is just terrible. The penalties, unbelievable. You know what the worst penalty of the game was? And it was the defense had a bunch, a couple person. There was one on Kinlaw. There was one roughing the passer on Quinnen Williams, which I thought was very questionable. You had the pass interferences against DJ Reed. Here's the worst penalty of the game to me, okay? We get a 5-yard offside penalty to make it 3rd and 1.
Give it right back.
Right, and Yeboah has a false start. We probably scored a touchdown on that play on that series. We wound up kicking a field goal.
Yep.
I mean, that was the most egregious penalty of the game. But the one thing I will say, like I said, I've never seen it. All the years I'm following this team since 1965. I mean, look at me. These are scars on my body. you know. I can never remember a year, bro, with more brutal losses.
It's incredible, right?
And this one was worse, Joe, because you played so well, right?
Yeah.
Offensively.
And it was against them.
That adds to it.
Stinky damn fish,
right?
Who we've lost 8 straight games to down in Miami.
Yeah, I mean, Evan and I were having this conversation. He did a poll about this earlier. What was worse? The way the Jets lost or the way the Giants lost?
Wow.
And to me, it was the way the Giants lost because they looked inept.
Right.
It took 13 points off the board. It was just and the Saints aren't good. At least Miami's fighting for something.
And
you had a chance to win, and you had a great play from your quarterback who finally went over 300 yards for the first time in like 4 years.
You know what, Tutik? I look at this, and the defense needs work. The defense is not any good, but I do think if you get the right coach in there, stop this. You can't be playing this zone defense nonsense. You got to play man-to-man. You got to blitz. They don't blitz. They didn't even lay a finger on Tagovailoa yesterday.
Right.
It was disgraceful. But I look at this offense, okay? You got these two guys on the outside, okay? Look at the running backs we got. Forget even Breece Hall. Look at this kid Davis. Look at the kid Allen.
Braylon Allen, yep.
Look at the offensive line, bro. We got three young studs on the offensive line in Fasanu, Tippmann, and Vera Tucker. Hopefully he stays healthy. Even Max Mitchell played well yesterday. So there's talent on this team. This is a team, I know the media wants to blow it up because, you know, the media hates the Jets, and they want to see them win and lose forever. You know, of course. They've been trying to run Rodgers out of town for how long? Oh, we got to bench him. We got to bench him. We want Tyrod Taylor to play. Give me a freaking break. You know, trying to run everybody out of town. There's talent on this offense. And you bring the right – and I'm ready to run it back with Rodgers another year. I really am.
Well,
you bring the right coach in here, and let's see what we can do.
Now, speaking of the right coach, this came out late last week, and I have never brought this guy's name up because I just didn't think he would want the job. But Rich Cimini reports Mike Vrabel may have an interest in this job if he has say over the general manager. Would you be open to that?
Yes.
Would he be your first choice at this
He's
point?
He's not my first choice, but I'll take him. I would take him because we need a guy that has experience, has coached in this league. Now, he doesn't have a Jet pedigree, but with that said, I'm open to Vrabel. You know, I want the guys I really want are either Rex, Flores, Vrabel, or Gruden. I got to have somebody. I'm not completely against Glenn, as I said, only because he has a Jet pedigree that nobody else has. That's, you know, of the young coordinator type guys. But I am all for Vrabel. If Vrabel becomes the head coach of the Jets, I'm in.
Do you think the Jets beat the Jaguars next week?
They better. I mean, they should.
they should,
but who knows? I mean, who knows if they're going to. I mean, who's playing? Mac Jones?
Yeah.
Mac
Jones. Here's the good news. They won this week. Didn't you do that game, T?
Yeah, we called it. It was the lowest scoring game in football this year.
And is that right? 10-6? That was the lowest scoring game of the year?
And Joe, it felt like it.
Yeah, no, I felt. You know what's funny? I'm watching the game yesterday. And, you know, between breaks, I'm going to the red zone all the time, right? So I popped the red zone on to show in the Tennessee game, and I see you guys are doing it. I'm saying to myself, wow, poor Tiki. Did they give you a dud? You know what I'm saying?
And you know what Tiki's got this Sunday?
No, I can't imagine. The Jets.
Ravens, Giants.
Well, I mean, at least you got a real team in the Ravens.
Are good. The Ravens are, and by the way, they're fighting for something. It's not like they're running away with the division. They're actually two games back.
Yeah. By the way, their kickers killed them this year.
Yeah.
This guy's a Hall of Fame kicker.
I know.
Right. And we've killed Zerlein, and rightfully so. This guy, I mean, the kicking in the NFL this year has not been good.
No, kickers, and by the way, it's guys that you used to relying upon.
Right. Well, Justin Tucker's the definition of it.
Right.
Justin Tucker and kickers in general, they are relievers in Major League Baseball.
There's no doubt about
From
it.
From year to year, you have no freaking idea.
You know, and let me say this, too, and I've said this before, and I don't know how you guys feel about it, Teak. I don't know how you feel about this, but and maybe it's because my team has been so bad this year and, you know, tears my heart out every week. I got to tell you, with the college football playoff, the college football has been better than the NFL this year. I look at the NFL. I really believe that. I look at the NFL and I see probably four teams, maybe five, that can win the Super Bowl. That's
right.
It. Kansas City, Buffalo, Detroit, and the Eagles.
Yep.
Maybe Pittsburgh. I even though they're 11-2, and God bless Sam Darnold, I still don't buy Minnesota. You know, I can't buy them yet. Those are the teams. I don't buy the Ravens because I just think Lamar in a big spot. You know, you defense him right and you keep him in the pocket. You're going to beat him. And their defense hasn't been great, and now the kicker's been a disaster. So to me, I think there's probably five teams that could win the Super Bowl. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, you're probably right, unless injuries start getting in the way. And even Kansas City. Evan and I were just talking about this before the show.
I mean, unbelievable.
They feel like they're ripe to be knocked off because they don't play great.
Every week.
It's the same thing. And they've had three different kickers kick game-winning field goals. So they're like they're compromised physically. Kelce looks like a shell of who he is.
Yep.
But we know it's going to happen.
Well,
they're going to get.
Look,
they're going to get into
Taylor Swift is soft in him. Off,
whatever.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, right, Joe. But we're going to get into like week 18. They're going to all of a sudden look amazing. They're going to have home field advantage.
Right, right,
it's going to be
right.
3 degrees
right.
in Kansas City when whoever yep. comes to play out there and the elements, and they're going to win because they're just the better team and they win the elements, and they're going to be in the host the championship game.
But they
again.
Still got look as great as Josh Allen is. There's no disputing. The greatness, as much as I hate the Bills, there's no disputing the greatness of Josh Allen.
No
I
doubt.
Mean, he's the most dynamic quarterback in the game today.
Right.
But with that said, you know, you still got, you know, number 15 there. And you cannot, he'll find a way to win the game when all is said and done.
That's exactly what he does.
Yep. I agree with that. Joe, we appreciate it. Good talking to you, man.
All right, guys. Take care. Be well. All
see you,
love.
Joe.
The great Joe Beningo. A little football, but a reaction to the shocking events of late last night. Juan Soto is a New York Met.